Blackstone Audio presents Sheer Folly, a Daisy Dalrymple mystery by Carola Dunn. This book is read by Lucy Rayner. When lovely woman stoops to folly and finds too late that men betray, what charm can soothe her melancholy? What art can wash her guilt away? The only art her guilt to cover, to hide her shame from every eye, to give repentance to her lover, and wring his bosom is to die. Oliver Goldsmith, When Lovely Woman Stoops to Folly. 1.
Daisy, do you really need to stay away over the weekend?
Alec asked plaintively, folding the News Chronicle and pushing back his chair from the table.
There's just a chance I may actually get a couple of days off. You've got egg on your chin.
No, how careless. Daisy dabbed with a napkin. As far as my work is concerned, I could easily manage the writing part for the book in a couple of days, though I do hope I might get an article out of it as well. Lucy's photographs are the trouble. She has to hope the weather will cooperate, and one can't exactly count on it in March. 3 or 4 days gives her a better chance of getting decent conditions.
Surely you don't have to stay to hold her hand.
But you see, darling, in this case, I rather do.
Are we talking about the same Lucy? Lady Gerald?
Yes, of course.
I don't believe Lucy ever needed her hand held in her life.
The trouble is, Daisy explained with a sigh, she doesn't care for the man who presently owns Apsworth Hall and its folly.
What's wrong with him? I don't know that I want to let you go and stay with...
Darling, you've gone all medieval again. Victorian, at least. This is 1926. You don't let me do things, remember? Anyway, there's nothing wrong with the poor man, except that he's a manufacturer of bathroom fixtures. Alec burst out laughing.
I can't see how you persuaded her to visit him in the first place. Not that she has any justification for such an attitude. Didn't you tell me her great-grandfather was a manufacturer of umbrella silk?
Great-great, I think. I suspect that's why she's so touchy, said Daisy, the origin of whose family's title was lost in the mists of time. Lucy, granddaughter of an earl and Daisy's closest friend, had been very difficult when Daisy first started going about with a middle-class policeman, albeit a detective chief inspector from Scotland Yard. In fact, she had disapproved quite as strongly as had Daisy's mother, the Dowager Lady Dalrymple. Unlike the Viscountess, she had revised her opinion and given a qualified approval when he promised to support Daisy's writing career, even after they married. Lucy, too, was a career woman, continuing her photography studio since marrying the easygoing Lord Gerald Bingham. But writing, photography, and even detecting were one thing. Manufacturing bathroom fixtures was another, quite beyond the pale.
It wasn't easy to get her to agree, Daisy admitted.
Haven't you collected enough follies for your book to skip this one?
We have towers, temples, cloisters, pillars, and fake medieval ruins aplenty. Even a campanile, but not a single grotto. Apsworth has the best grotto in the country. There are a couple of others, but they've rather been let go to rack and ruin. Mr. Pritchard...
Of Pritchard's Plumbing Products?
Alec laughed again.
The man behind the blue PPP insignia in half the wash basins and lavatories in the country... Instigator of a million vulgar jokes.
Lucy seems to think it makes it worse that it's one of the biggest concerns in the country. Our Mr. Pritchard is semi-retired and chairman.